It's a mistake to think that this election was anything to do with how Burma is run. Whether everyone had boycotted or everyone voted, at the end of the day, the generals are guaranteed to win because they have a constitution which sidelines parliament. There's no requirement for a single elected MP to be in the new government in Burma. The parliament is disconnected from the actual power in the country. They have 3 months to form a parliament, and that parliament, which will be dominated by the military, will choose a president who has to come from the military, who will then choose government ministers, none of whom have to come from the parliament, but several of whom are chosen by the military. And so it will be business as usual for them. The only difference is they'll be wearing suits instead of uniforms. What these elections were more about was a way for them to legalize their role internally through this new constitution, because the generals have been in power since 88, having overthrown the previous dictatorship and abandoned the old constitution. And also the elections were about trying to persuade the international community that that there had been change in Burma, because they want to end the sanctions, they want to end the pressure that they're under diplomatically. The sanctions, even though they're limited so far, do have an impact. It's causing them problems. And so this was trying to say to the international community, hey, we're not a dictatorship anymore. In that sense, the generals have lost the election because most of the international community has not been fooled. They aren't thinking that things have changed in Burma now and that they can start doing business and have a normal diplomatic relations. But sadly, Asian governments are taking this opportunity to say, well, there is a sort of something is better than nothing. There is some kind of change now, even if it's still a dictatorship. It's a civilian dictatorship instead of a military one, as if somehow that improves things. You know, the same number of human rights abuses are being committed, the same number of political prisoners in jail. But Asian governments seem to be less embarrassed about their relationship with the generals now. They seem to be sort of more prepared to come out of the closet as saying, okay, we're going to be closer to the generals. Whereas in the past, even within ASEAN, you know, the Asian governments were embarrassed that they had this dictatorship as one of their members and that it was behaving in such a bad way. So perhaps the generals can take some comfort from that. But it doesn't appear that there's going to be any relaxation of the sanctions and that kind of thing, which is what the dictatorship was really hoping for. The other more serious implication is what's going to happen to the ethnic minorities in Burma, because as part of this constitution, there's not allowed to be any other armies apart from the Burmese army. And there are more than 20 ethnic armies in Burma. Many of these armies have been on ceasefire for up to 20 years, but the dictatorship is now saying, we're going to break the ceasefire. You've got to become part of the Burmese army. You've got to basically surrender, even though you haven't got any rights for ethnic people, any autonomy for ethnic people, any protection for ethnic culture. These armed groups are refusing to do so. And already today we've seen the Burmese army is attacking one of these groups that's refusing to become a border guard force under the Burmese army. And there are thousands of refugees fleeing into Thailand as we speak as the Burmese army attacks one of these groups. Now, this group is just around 2,000 soldiers strong. There are other armies such as the Wah and the Kachin with 20,000, 10,000 soldiers. So there is a real danger of Burma slipping into very large-scale civil war as a result of these elections and the new constitution. And there will be a massive human rights and humanitarian crisis as a result. But so far, the international community largely focuses on what happens with Aung San Suu Kyi and ignores this very, very serious looming crisis. We have been warning about this for many years now. I visited Karen State, where the fighting is taking place now. I visited Shan State and Kachin State, where there is the threat of conflict. And there are armies there. They are not going to just bow down and surrender. When the reason they took up arms was to protect their people, to protect their culture, the new constitution doesn't grant them any of these rights or protection. They feel that their race will be eradicated if they just surrender. So it's a very real threat that there will be very large-scale conflict. And we've seen just within hours of this new election, that conflict is already starting. And it's likely that in the coming months we will see a big increase in this, unless there is real pressure placed on the generals to stop their demands for these armed ethnic groups to surrender and to enter into some sort of political dialogue instead of always using military force.